If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 26th day of January 2011. Happy birthday to Andrew Ridgely of Wham! 48 today. Ellen DeGeneres is 53, and Eddie Van Halen is 56. Bob Uecker, Baseball Hall of Famer and broadcaster, is 76 today. John Lennon wrote and recorded the song Instant Karma on this day. The State of the Union speech was last night, and I fell asleep. I know. I'm not happy about it. But seriously, it's 4:20 in the morning when I'm recording this. And when you wake up early, more than likely around 9 or 10 o'clock, you have a tendency to fall asleep. And especially if I'm in bed. So I had the TV on, and I'm lying in bed, and it was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was out like a light. So I'm watching the reviews this morning to kind of see what happened and to see if, indeed, the challenge of the night, did Obama make John Boehner cry? I used to impersonate the president. Now, a lot of people ask me, you know, can you impersonate Obama? I've tried it a couple of times in private, and that's when I'm glad that I'm really not on radio anymore having to do that. The tough one would be if Hillary ever became president. That would, it may be time to drop the bit. But every day, I did a shtick call to the President of the United States. It began back at WBML, where I did Richard Nixon every afternoon. Ken Crook was doing mornings. I was doing afternoons. And he said, you need something to identify yourself, to make you stand out in the market. And I had done impressions in school and gotten in trouble a little bit for him. So I said, well, I can do this. Oh, now a little flashback call to the president.
Let's give our former president a call. We haven't talked to old Ron. Just pick it up, say hello, put it to your ear.
I'll get it.
Oh,
man, jeez,
I'm sorry.
Hello, former commander-in-chief.
Bill Elder at 99 Ways this morning, sir.
Bill, good morning, hey, Bill.
Good morning to you, too.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. What's going on over there?
Well, I'm a little miffed.
Miffed?
Well, you know, being the generous, by the way, I don't have a memory.
Certainly, sir, and neither do we.
God bless.
Thank you.
I loaned one of the, you know, California's superficial.
Oh, superficial, sir.
Nothing is as
That's
it appears
right.
to be.
That's exactly right,
Mommy
sir.
Mommy and I love it. No, I loaned somebody $5,000 for plastic surgery.
No kidding. $5,000?
Well,
why?
Now I want them to pay me back, and I can't do that. I don't know what they look like.
Jimmy Carter.
My people, my brother, my lovely daughter, Emma.
Uh-huh.
We were all watching the royal wedding.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
Gorgeous.
President Andrew South Ferguson.
It's great. It was great.
I don't think it's going to last.
What? what do you mean you don't think it's going to last?
I mean, the wonderful couple, she looks, of course, like she could do some pretty hefty plowing.
I tell you.
But yeah. I don't think it's going to last because South Ferguson wanted to take along the best man on the honeymoon.
Was I right? And President Bill Clinton.
Hey, I hear you're going. You're leaving.
Well, then.
You've resigned.
I have, sir. I've resigned. There we go.
That's kind of interesting, ain't it?
What?
You're the one that resigned, yet I had all the affairs with interns, and I'm still in office.
Well, yeah, that's kind of interesting the way
I bet that's what happened. What, you got caught with an intern, didn't
you? No, I didn't. No. No.
Well,
I'm
sure, like, you got another job, as if you have marketable skills.
Well, well not really, sir. But
I just want you to know that. You know, when you're working at McDonald's, I expect extra secret sauce.
All right, is there anything
for
you?
And I want you to know I'm doing my best on your behalf
to
get the minimum wage raised.
I think we've all had enough. We'll see you tomorrow.